A lot can happen in the world.
What do we do? Who do we turn to?
How do we handle it? Welcome to the Situation Room on Active FM.
Now, I want you to think at this time who you connected with. If you take Lot, he dislocated himself, Genesis 13:11, and so Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east, and the two men parted company. So Lot chose for himself because their servants had fought. Their servants, as I spoke about yesterday, had a fight over the grazing. There were too many flocks. There was so much wealth that was being generated for both men that now they had so many animals. Now they're fighting over grazing land. Abraham suggests that they split. Lot chooses a place for himself instead of sorting the problem out. He could have sorted the problem out. At the end of the day, he's the one that went with Abraham. He could have submitted to Abraham. And this was not just the separation of Abraham and Lot, because Lot stepped out of his God-given place. You see, the blessing of Abraham continued, but it did not continue with Lot. Lot looked at a dream of owning his own place, being independent and all of that sort of stuff. And he looked at a fantasy of what it would be if he didn't have the control of Abraham. And he looked at it, that was a luscious place, and Abraham gave him a choice, so he took the luscious place. He did not realize that near the luscious place was Sodom and Gomorrah, and that that was a wicked place, and that therefore he would end up in a destructive place. So Lot was not a man that was hungry for righteousness. Lot was not a man that was hungry after God. Lot was not a man that was crying out for God. Lot was not a man that was meek, which means he was moldable or teachable. And so today we move on with the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 verse 6, where Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." If you hunger and thirst for anything else, you will not be filled. But if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, the promise from Jesus is that you will be filled. If you look at Moses, Moses grew up and he desired God. His desire was after God. That's why God spoke to him as one would speak to a friend. He also desired the liberation of his Hebrew nation. If you look at Hannah, who was the mother of the prophet Samuel, she was humiliated and despised by rival because she was barren. She wasn't able to have children. But you know, she trusted God for her vindication through having a son. And she promised God in the temple of God that if God gave her a son, she would dedicate him to God's service. And she fulfilled that, by the way, when she got the son. David trusted God. He trusted God. We spoke about it a few weeks ago when he fought Goliath. And later, he was on the run from Saul. He trusted God. Twice, God delivered Saul into David's hands. And twice, David refused to kill Saul because he was God's anointed. And so, we see about David's struggles in Psalm 42, verse 2. He says, when he felt like giving up, in Psalm 42, verse 2, we see that David said, "My soul thirsts for the Lord, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?" So he said, "My soul thirsts after the living God." And we will always face a choice between two positions in life. We will always, like Lot, face a choice between two places. One is marked by divine righteousness, by the righteousness of God, by the place that God has for us. And the other one is marked by personal satisfaction. We're always going to have that choice. And that's why the Apostle Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, he says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death." So he says there, "I want to know Jesus. I want to know the power of his resurrection." Let me tell you something. What have you got to hope for other than the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? You've got nothing to hope for other than that. He says, "I want to know Jesus. I want to know Jesus. I thirst for it. And I want to know the power of his resurrection, because his resurrection is so powerful that it can lead to mine if I believe in him. In fact, if I believe in him, it will lead to mine." And then it says, "and fellowship, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings." If I share in the sufferings of Jesus, I become overwhelmed by my understanding and by my experience in the love of God. You see, when I know what Jesus really went through for me, I experience the love of God. And then no matter what suffering may come, I can take that and I can go for it. And then it says, becoming like him in his death. Becoming like Jesus in his death. In other words, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that you know, that I won't that I won't hold on to for God. I'll rather give up everything for God.
Before God.